Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Damn. Fucking Lakers down 3-1. Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't.
Silly ass mistakes. Is what it is.
Hey, everyone. Damn. Welcome to the last one. Shut up, phone. Stop sending me notifications about it. Yeah. 43 points.
Yeah.
We should have recruited that motherfucker.
Well,
people, like I said, welcome to a last drop here. I'm your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And it's the final week here on our anniversary month here on the champagne end of the months here. And I was going to do something, Cody, but I opened something, not the tequila I was just talking about, whatever, but I opened something. Mm. And I got quite different thoughts than I think I've had last year or whatever.
Interesting.
I think I want to chat about that a little bit. It's very fascinating there. Or whatever.
As you should. Very curious to hear what you have to say about this particular beverage.
Yeah, this beverage. This spirit. The spirits are inside of me right now as I sip on that thing or whatever and shit. You know, well, mm-hmm. that's the yayo talking right now. But, you know.
Yayo.
Hey, yayo. A couple of quick notes here, whatever, people. We made some charts here on the Apple podcast list here. So just wanted to knock that out the way or whatever. You know, we are number 15 in the search engine on whiskey. So we're in the top 20.
All right.
I don't really like 15.
That's pretty big.
I'd like to take that five out and just.
Hey, 15. Of all the podcasts?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I'd like to cut that five out and just have that one.
Of course.
There. It's only one.
Baby steps.
It's only one drinking podcast. You need to think about it, whatever and shit. You know, and that's the goddamn last.
No lies detected there.
Oh. Mm. I don't quite get this one or whatever, but for some reason, if you type in Charles Neal, we're number 24. I don't understand why they would send me that, but whatever. Who the fuck is Charles Neal? I'll take it. Yeah.
Man, we'll take it.
You know what? Let me type his name in. Let me just look it up. Should have probably did this beforehand or whatever, but yeah. Charles Neal. Oh, he's an alcoholic. All right, that makes sense. he's straight up an alcoholic. So. All right. I don't think we ever mentioned
he drinking right now.
Yeah. You know, if you saw his photo, dude, he looks like he's drinking right now. Look at him. He's like, hey, man. Just
hey.
He's got like six bottles of wine. Yeah, champagne wine. He's just like, hey, man, you know, I'm pretty fucked up right now. I'm not gonna lie, but you know, hey, get them last drop boys to listen. I love it. And this food, like, he's like trying to look calm, but he's just like, fuck, get me another drink, please.
It's been two whole ass minutes. Yeah. Why am I so goddamn dry?
All his photos you can make fun of. Like, look at this one. He pointing at the barrel. He just like, damn, I want that. I want that shit.
Damn. I think that was the first barrel my lips ever touched back in the day.
Like, God damn. He's like, why y'all put this little glass in my hand? I want that right there. I want that.
I want the whole goddamn barrel.
Yeah. I want some of that shit.
Oh, Charles Neal.
You know, it's funny because it kind of does look like Dewey Cox or whatever. Like, I'm on. You can tell his belt buckle ain't on straight and shit. Like, hey, hey.
Look at this. Woke up to take that picture. fuck it. Let's get this over with. Shit.
I love it too because he killed all the mine, but they all gone.
All him too.
You only see one glass in that
motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah, motherfuckers better not touch my bottle.
So, Charles Neal is the leading importer of French spirits and is the author of.
Well, I'm sure he is.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He's a.
What kind of shit?
So when you type him in, people, we get number 24. Hey, you know, it's an honor. To be in Charles' atmosphere.
This dude sounds like the most legendary alcoholic of all time. Not going to lie. And we spoke a lot about legendary alcoholics on this show. This is like top notch right here.
This is like the Michael Bay of alcoholics right here. Yeah, you know,
you're talking to him right now.
Yeah. Hey, I think it's quite an honor to be in this man's mentions, you know. So absolutely. Being number 24, hey, I love that type of shit right there. Charles Neal. You know what? Fuck it. I raised my glass to you.
Hey, cheers, Mr. Charles. This show is actually dedicated to Mr. Charles Neal.
Might call it Charles Neal.
Fuck it. for Charles Neal.
Yeah, I'm going to call it the Neal, you know.
The Neal. Yeah, there we go.
the Neal.
Actually, that should be the name of your award. The Neal.
The Neal. I like it. The Neal. You know what? Yeah. I don't even remember what I was going to call it before. What was it?
Yeah, I forgot. But that should be the name.
That's the name. It's the Neal.
The Neal. Love it.
Mm. I think 2 weeks ago, champagne of the month is getting the Neal. That's getting the Neal of the month. Champagne with me. So we're number 24, and then if you go to number 28 on the charts, this one makes me laugh. Whatever. If you type in on Apple Podcasts, Cody, badass mentality, we come in at number 28.
Okay, I'll take it.
I fucks with it. The show I'm not lying, Cody, says right there.
Wow.
That's right there. Effortless. That's badass mentality, you know?
All right.
You know, I don't like to brag, Cody, you know.
Yeah. You're talking about extra brownie points right there. So I'm brag shit.
Look, Cody, grabbing his
badass
muscle
now. I'm trying.
Yeah. Cody's like grabbing his muscle. He like, you know.
Yeah.
He got them rock, goosebumps and shit. He beating all night. He's like, wait, is that a tumor? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you know, that ain't goosebumps. That's the alcohol cricking in. Yeah, right there. That's that Neal.
Chilling my energy. Yeah, I was just saying, chilling my handle, Charles Neal right there.
Next time I see a barrel, I'm pointing at that motherfucker. Take a photo. I want that shit right there. I want some of that shit. Okay.
Hey, like, take this picture real quick.
Yeah. He looked angry as he was pointing at that shit. Like,
yeah, because he didn't get the goddamn mirror. I got his little fucking bottle or glass right here. I'll be bad too.
Like, how'd that shit get up there, huh? Like, yeah. It looked like it was in some cave too somewhere. So somebody died that day. He murdered somebody. Yeah. I got a little funk to it. Anyway, though, that's our charts of the week here. And then also, I think I told Cody this one already. If you type in affordable whiskey, we come in at number 18 on that one.
I think, you told me about that.
Yeah, that's the one I told you about that one. Right. We got that one. We're affordable, we're an alcoholic, and we got badass mentality. So, you know.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I like all those categories, actually, whatever, you know.
We'll take it.
Let me type in asshole on Apple Podcast.
So the algorithm kicks up.
It would be number one.
But look at that.
Look at that or whatever. I don't know what number this is, but you type it in. We do come up if you scroll a few times. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't know what number that is. Maybe I'll count that later or whatever. Yeah. We do pop up there. So, yeah. Well. Well, you was a bitch then, so that's why.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, shit. Fuck you, shit, yeah. That's why you're cunt. You don't get the Neal. So, people, just want to remind everyone, we are starting Cabal Month next week here on the last try. Good old Cabal for if I'm not mistaken, Cinco de Mayo is when you'll hear us review.
That's right.
Probably the cheapest form of Cabal, which is, I don't think it's labeled as Cabal, but it's under the same brand or whatever. That is the Puro Potro.
Puro Puto.
Yeah, so we'll be drinking that Blanco there. Is this a one? Yeah, it's a 1 liter. So
that's
1 liter.
That's a 1 liter, sir. Yes, sir.
For $26 right here, or 23. Cody, remember that price range off there? I think 26.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, 23 is some change. Yeah, yeah.
You'll be drinking that, and then the week after, we'll be drinking the Blanco, second edition. Excuse me. And then the third week, we'll be drinking the newly released Reposado, which I think came out January, February, sometime this year, and we'll wrap things up with the Añejo, which, I mean, we were just talking about before we started recording. We don't I guess we don't really talk about Anejos that much on here. There ain't really much to talk about. So
no, not a whole lot. Try one Anejo, you try them all pretty much, my estimation. Yeah. But hopefully, Cabal breaks that trend. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. And mine is I got a pick too as well, because I already reviewed the Anejo.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I reviewed it last year with the extra Anejo and I got the mini, but I got a cork store pick one, or barrel pick, I should say, which I mean, I've already opened that motherfucker. That shit's fire. So, not too many Anejo barrel picks though out there. They probably need to kick that trend in.
Not a whole lot at all.
Mm. Not in our state though. I see a few of them every now and then or whatever and stuff. But Cody, what are we sipping on today to wrap this month up?
Man, I got something exciting today. Shout out to my lovely girlfriend Carissa for hooking up the libation for this episode.
Libations.
So today Neil, we are doing some pretty special shit. This is from the distillery Picayune, or winery rather, Picayune, and this is their champagne. This is actual champagne from France. This is their brand brut right there.
Did you just say the Picayune of champagne? What'd you say?
Picayune.
Oh, that's shit. That's racist.
Picayune.
Picayune. Damn, shit. Yeah. Cody's about to say the spirit of his ancestors drinking that right now.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ, dude. You gonna taste Lupita Nyong'o in that cup. Shit. Oh, look, she's just trying to get a bar of soap, Cody. Just give it. Lord, that's oh, Lord. Hey, you better treat it well, Cody. Treat it well.
All righty. So this is their champagne coming in at, what is this, 12% alcohol. So the pop is bad boy open. So this is a proper cork and cage right here, as you can see. So should be interesting, but the pop is bad boy open right now.
What's the chance of an explosion happening?
Probably high. We'll see.
Yeah, let's see. Now I get about 85%. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, okay. Nice pop.
Oh, okay.
Pretty chill. Yeah.
Oh, nothing. Chill. Nothing came out. Okay.
Nothing crazy. Nothing
fucking
crazy.
Wrong then, or whatever. Just like the Lakers, I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all wrong.
Yeah. That's fine. But OKC though, that's another story.
Yeah. 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 They're looking good at least.
They looking scary good.
All right, I got a pour right here. Very light. You can't really tell. It looks darker in the camera.
It does.
It looks more gold dark in the camera. But when you look at it in person, it's like more like a white gold kind of thing going on.
Funny enough, it looked like Cabal Reposado color.
Interesting.
From the camera angle, not from...
Interesting. Man, I don't know if it's just a placebo thing, but man, this shit is bubbling like a motherfucker.
I was going to say, it's a lot of bubbles.
Dude, this is like some bubbly shit.
That looked like some shit Frankenstein had in his lab.
Yeah, dude. You can just tell like that. You can tell like settling at the bottom here, this is like a cluster of bubbles that just keep rising up. I didn't really tell right there. I'm trying to like focus in.
Mine is really dark. That's, you can't see it.
That's nuts right there. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can kind of see the bubbles coming up. Yeah, it's not. But mine has like this huge cluster. I don't know because of the glass or what.
Mine is gold, is what I was saying more about the color. You can see that golden color in there. Them bubbles, though.
This is different smelling, man. Man, you're getting like almost like a yeasty character kind of going on in there. Reminds me of like some sort of like kind of like sour beers. Very interesting. That's the first time I've gotten that in that champagne.
That is hilarious you said that, because I got the same thing in mind, but
interesting.
From not a good point though.
Huh. Yeah, very, very citrusy.
Yeah.
Man, that is a very prominent yeasty. I was not expecting that. You do get kind of that that bready quality too, biscuit kind of thing going on, but that's more so in the back end. But man, you have that yeast just prominent in the nose. That's insane, actually.
And I'm not a fan of yeast infection, so that's good.
I don't think anybody is.
Oh, I thought somebody was at least. I mean, somebody got to be. I mean, you know, can't hate all.
I guess that's not fair, but I guess.
Can't hate all STDs now, right? One of them. One of them got to be interesting, at least, right? I mean, I think HIV is the most interesting because it made Magic a businessman. So,
shit. I suppose it did, yeah. And a lie detected there.
I took a test last year, Cody, or whatever, and shit, and that shit came out negative. I said, God damn it. I ain't getting no Starbucks. Shit. If it would have said positive, I would have scribed like, woo, I'm getting a Starbucks, Cody. Shit. So, yeah, Dodgers, I'm coming for you, baby.
All right, so I'm just going for the palate, man. I'm excited to try this. This is one of the most unique nose I smelled, period, on a pour we've had on this show.
See, mine's a bad yeast. Mine's not an interesting yeast.
Mm. Okay.
Man. Does the carpet match the drapes?
Yes. In this instance, yes.
Mm.
Man.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't be shocked by that because champagne usually nose tends to follow taste.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting, man. That is so clean. Like,
so fresh and so clean.
Yeah. That the best word to describe this. It is so clean.
Mm.
Man, you could taste literally each individual phase of the flavor on the front end and get the bubbly action going on. I'm going for another sip real quick. Yeah, that's insane, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Front end, you get the bubbles kind of permeate throughout the middle of the palate. Mm-hmm. And then you get like this pungent, almost sour apple, green apple candy kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle of the palate, as we get a lot of that yeast notes kind of going on, almost like a maltiness in a way. I know it's not malt. There's no maltiness, obviously, but maybe I'm just thinking of having sour beer too much in my head. That may be the case, but almost something like a maltiness thing going on. I don't know if that's coming from like the yeast character in this. Yeah, that's interesting. Dan. And it's also like a... Yeah, it's like a bready kind of, it's like a specific bread, though. I'm trying to think. Almost like maybe brioche, kind of? Mm. Yeah, like a toasted brioche kind of thing going on. A
little bit of butter.
Yeah, maybe. Mm.
A little soy milk butter, maybe.
Yeah. And in the finish, you get more of that fruit character, too, like a... More so pear, excuse me, pear, probably a little bit of grapefruit as well. Ah, man, but the finish real clean, and that's when all the phases of the flavors I just mentioned, mm-hmm. they all just kind of meld together and gave you that just clean, easy finish going in the back end. This is a very well-crafted pour right here, man. This is, you can taste that shit, like... Mm-hmm. You taste like the science behind it. It's kind of hard, kind of weird hearing me say that. It's kind of hard to explain words, but you can taste that they know what the fuck they're doing with this right here.
You taste all that yeast infection, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know you got it when you got it, right? you ain't no.
Well, I can mail it now. I'm like halfway into this glass. So.
Ain't no hiding that shit. Once you get it, you got it. You know, it starts itching a little bit, but like it's itching your tongue. You know, you just can't get. And the only way you can scratch that, Cody, is by taking another sip.
That is so. That's good, man. That is some good stuff. Wow. And crazy part is, this is like my eighth sip or something like that. Just as good as the first sip. Just as good.
I think we've said this before, but I think we've learned one thing about champagne. It stays consistent as fuck. It don't change at all. Like, it don't change for the better, the worse, moderate. It just, what you see is what you get, or what you sniff.
And
I should say.
And dude, that clean finish cleanses off the palate so well. It just wants you going for the next sip.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this shit is dangerous too, man. This is so fucking good. this is really, really good stuff, man.
Pair that with a charcuterie board.
Oh yeah, charcuterie board or like any brunch item, like a nice legit breakfast sandwich, like an egg and cheese sandwich or something like that.
Make a triple mimosa out of it.
Oh yeah. Mm. Hell yeah. Like some fresh ass berries too.
Yeah, get fresh some, berries.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a white grape bear mimosa.
Okay. Oh man, this is
never been unlimited people. That should have get you fucked up.
Oh no, never did. biggest mistake ever. Especially places that want to get you fucked up. There's some places that like
give
you, like, this much champagne, a bunch of orange juice. But there's some places That was like, oh, okay, you want mimosas? We'll give you fucking mimosas.
And them unlimited, those places. There's a reason why them unlimited mimosas are cheap. They only like $10 to $20 fucking dollars. You get unlimited. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why, because they know your ass gonna keep coming back for more of it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that shit gets you full too fast. That champagne.
Oh yeah, because you're drinking orange juice at the same time. That shit's filling as fuck. Yeah,
you drink about three of those. You just like, yep,
I got a whole ass meal.
That's a meal. Yeah. That might be somebody's diet plan right now.
That's your vitamin C for like a whole week. Mm-hmm. You good?
Yeah, that's that vitamin A through D.
Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah, including the yeast.
Don't forget the yeast.
it's gonna cure that yeast, though. Don't you worry about that. It's gonna strengthen that immune system. They're gonna be like, I'm supposed to Jones happening in your body. he here to save you.
Exactly.
Bless your name, Will Smith. Well, my Dodgers won against the Pirates, so that's a plus.
At least we got something.
Yeah, at least one. They just win. They dominated 9-2. So
they just came off a chip too. So
yeah. Pretty. They came off a chip. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Two in the past 4 years. That's right. Yeah, baby. Shit. We're the city of champions. That's all I gotta tell you.
Yep. Ooh. Damn straight.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm getting the opposite of yours. So. Mm.
Oh, so should I wait to get my rating, or should I just drop it right now? Do you want to wait?
Yeah, feel free to go ahead and grab your rating out there.
All right. So this is gonna be a first for a champagne / sparkling wine on the show. This is once again the Picayune Champagne Grand Cru Brut right here from France. This is gonna get a last drop for me, my friend.
Drops last year.
Did I give a last shot to champagne?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Did
I? Both of us did, actually.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I gave it to the Cliquois.
Well, I remember that shit being this good. But anyway, man, the craftsmanship that went into making this, you can taste it from front of the palate to the middle to the end and the nose. Great presentation. I love the way the bottle looks. Nice labeling going on here. Black label with gold finishing on it.
My favorite colors. Yep. Black and gold, baby.
Very nice.
Change the colors of that for permanently.
I believe this goes on the market for around $70-ish, around there. But my girlfriend, she got a little discount. She got it for like $50. And I would drop $50 on this. This is delicious. So I would spend that, especially if it's like, I'm going to do like a semi-special occasion since, you know, I'm not like a champagne expert or anything. But I will pop this open for like something special. This is really, really fucking good.
Yeah, the Cliquois costs around that too. So I'd pay that. I think that's cheap for moderate to high-end champagne.
Right.
If you're like a non-champagne drinker, probably it might sound a little pricey, but I think it's $50 for us. That's, I ain't gonna lie, that's cheap shit, because we'd be spending fucking prices here and shit like that. I mean, I think the cheapest bottle on my fucking desk is that goddamn Puro Porto. So, and anything else of that is, I mean, nowadays, man, if you could spend $70, you're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, for the most part, that's true.
Thank God.
Not lying there.
I noticed tequila's kind of in that range. You're starting to see it kind of go up a little bit, and $79 seems to be the cheapest for like some, you know, your brands that you like and stuff.
Right.
So yeah, you see, I don't know if you noticed that. You see them prices kind of creeping up a little bit?
A little bit.
It's like, it's a quiet creep up with them too.
Whiskey. Yeah, it's real subtle.
Yeah. Whiskey slaps you in the face. They say, come get this shit, bitch. I ain't got time.
Boy, that's a whole other ball game right
there. I ain't playing a game. It's like, hey, come here. It's like that Charlie Murphy and Rick James game. Hey, oh, come here. Hey, what five fingers? Hey, shut up. I slap the shit out of you with that shit. At least tequila, it's like Charlie Murphy. It lingers in the background waiting.
Right.
Just waiting. Waiting for the right moment. Chilling or whatever. Yeah, it's looking angry as fuck or whatever and shit, but it's chilling. It's like, you know. And it goes up a little $5, $10 here or whatever. Whiskey, shit, it goes up triple. And I don't even get me started on cognac and the rest of that.
Forget about it.
Well, mine is kind of doing somewhat similar as yours, but I don't think it's blended well together. And, you know, I shouldn't even say it. I was thinking that at first when I was first sipping on it, that I don't think it's blended well. I shouldn't even say that, because that sounds like it's kind of insulting, which it kind of is or whatever. But I just don't think it's for me. And I'm just not It's funny because you'll see me keep sipping on it or whatever, because during Cody's review, I'm just sipping it back and forth. It has this, like, not a brioche bun, but like a toasted bun on the lip to front tongue in or whatever. And I think that's like my least favorite part of it, because it's really fucking dry. I mean, if you know anything about brutes or bruts or whatever they pronounce it, this would be an extreme one.
That's one thing I forgot to mention in my review too. This is pretty fucking dry.
Oh shit.
Yeah, she's pretty dry.
and I want to say one of us, if not both of us, had some dry ones this month or whatever, but I think this is the most dry. I think this is the driest champagne I've ever fucking had, to be honest. And I'm just sipping it, just going like, and dry is not a bad thing. I don't mind a little dryness or whatever. But this one, I think it feels like it's diluting the flavors a little bit.
Interesting.
And by the way, so I was going to do the Rondell blue bottle or whatever, but I rebought a bottle I did last year, and I don't even remember I should have probably listened to that review when I gave it. So I opened this Rondell gold Brut, because I was just going to drink it and make a mimosa out of it for breakfast this morning. But I started sipping on it like right before we started this show, because I'm a late breakfast kind of guy, because I had to work out and shit. And I was like, I don't remember that tasting like that this last year. So for me, it's kind of different now. So I'm just going ahead and reviewing this now again, and I do a side-by-side of my review. And I got to tell you, the coloring on this looked way better than it did last. Like, it was like extremely gold when I poured it. And it was like it was nowhere near the level of bubbles like Cody's was, whatever. It was mild bubbles. And that's the Rondell Gold. But this one, if I'm not mistaken, I remember when I purchased it on the tag, it said it was more fruitier than dry. I disagree with that one. I don't know. This one, those fruit notes are so like, kind of like nutmeg notes and stuff like that, that I don't really get the fruit notes so much, more so than I get like the toasted dryness of it more so. I guess that was all taste. I didn't even get in the nose area. The nose smells funky as shit. That's what Cody said, that yeast is really there, but like not in a positive way, like Cody was or whatever. I was just like sniffing this, going like, I smell funky as shit. Like, like I don't get nothing positive out of that. Like, so, and like the fruit notes don't come in. It's kind of just like you get a little bit of floral essence in there. But that's about it, realistically. That and the yeast and stuff. But it's got like this kind of like briny bitterness going on there. And not that bitterness could be a bad thing or whatever. I mean, there's some parts where it could be. But also, too, I think the main fruit note I'm getting is like a honeydew, honeysuckle type of thing there. On a taste, there is a little bit of apple and pear notes and stuff like that. That's to be given with a champagne, but those don't really come through as that much, whatever. It just leaves that yeasty, funky, toasted note that sticks with you the most. And maybe there is, if I could just look past that part, but it is just so prominent that I can't even think outside of just that note there itself. Got distracted my brain for a little bit. I do get the pear note a little bit more. You just turn the brain off or whatever, not even think about it. But still in the front end, it's just so prominent with that yeasty, funky smell or whatever. It's like got a lot of earthy tones to it. Like it's like straw and grass type mineral stuff shit. The honeysuckle is still kind of there. I'm trying to see, like, there's like a little bit of cream butter type stuff, but nothing too prominent as far as like, cause it is like kind of oily at the same time too. But I guess what I'm getting out of that is by saying that is none of the sweet notes are kind of coming in. The apple and pear kind of blend in a little bit to where it's like kind of smashing into each other. Like, you know, if you could see that on camera, people, you'd be like, what the fuck? Or whatever. Yeah. I think it's what it is. It's like this kind of like honey roasted nuts type flavor going on. And I'm just not liking that a lot. I'm not feeling at all or whatever. It's like, I will say this, it's got a lot going on for it as far as like what everything I'm saying and stuff. So I don't think it's like god awful. I think it's just something that's just not for me as far as when I taste this.
It seems forgettable for the most part for you.
Mm-hmm. It is. I guess I was expecting something like 2 weeks ago or even something like you had last week and stuff. Kind of simplistic. Apple notes heavy on it. You know, a little bit of peach and pears. I didn't realize this was that extremely dry. It just like dries out. I will say the positive note on that, it dries out the finish really fast. And that's where you're kind of getting more of the fruit notes and the honeysuckle notes and stuff. But it doesn't linger because it's just so goddamn dry. It's just so fucking dry. So, yeah. So like you said, it's just forgettable for me. It's not really like awful at this point right now of the year. If we was wrapping the year up, this easily would make my top 10 worst of, but not because I hate it, just because I've just had so many good pours. I can't think of the bad ones I've had. So this is probably be like in the top 5 bad list right now or whatever, but it's not like ruining my day or anything like that. This ain't pissing me off like mezcal. Like I said, I keep going back to sip it because it's so interesting, but I just come down to it. I just kind of realize it's just not for me. It's not kind of what I look
for.
Champagne.
Yeah, not everything's going to be for you. It's okay.
It's just not what I'm looking for in champagne. You know what? To be honest, I don't really know what I look for in champagne. I guess what we've been already sipping on, Cliquois is a good thing. Like, I just want like this burst of flavors.
It's a good thing you tried this because you're kind of refining your palate now too to what you actually like and what you don't like.
Yeah. That's
kind
why
of pick out, kind of dissect it better.
That's why I kind of wanted to do the review on that one, because I was like, this tastes completely different from what I remember on Champagne. And so, so for me, I'm just not feeling it. It's not for me. Nothing all that exciting to me or anything like that. Mm-hmm. The bottle was a miniature. It's like a 187 milliliter. It's like $4.99 or whatever. So you can't beat that price. I think the regular bottle size, what is the price on it? I think it's like $30-something or whatever and shit. Yeah, I found I'm mistaken too. This is it's like a blend of a sparkling wine too, as well. I remember reading that somewhere, so I was just like, that's probably another reason why too. I'm not really too crazy on blends, so. I get more of that mineral taste though, but I give it points for probably being out of all the champagne I've had this month or whatever, it's got the most going for it.
Okay.
Rather,
it definitely sounds very fascinating, whether you like it or not. It's sounding like a very fascinating pour.
Kind of like that, what was that? That Lagretona we had or whatever?
Very true. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that one or whatever, but it did have a lot going for it. Something was going for it here. Same with this one, whereas compared to the past 2 weeks, I've had something that was just like, oh, this is what I smell, this is what I taste, this is what I get. Whereas this one, it's got a lot going for it. It's just not for me. I'm not really a fan of it that much. My rating is based on me just giving it points for doing something. I shouldn't say all that different. I'm sure a lot of champagnes do that. But for me on this show, it's doing something I wasn't expecting. So I give it a 1.5.
Sounds fair.
Yeah, I was thinking like, one, but I was just like, one sounds like I was just bashing on it and stuff like that. But I gave it 1.5. The price point is fine. The color on it is beautiful. The bottle's beautiful too. I love that gold bottle itself. And then there's there's good things about it, whatever. I just think that whatever that note is just sticking out so much to me, whatever, that I just can't get it out of the head. And the dry notes on it. I think the reviews on it from what I was seeing was like out of 5, like 2.5 to 3.5, somewhere in that range or whatever. And for me, it was just like, I don't think I really like extremely dry champagnes like that, unless they're like really flavorful, really flavorful to balance that dryness out. But this one ain't that flavorful to me. It's too much mineral notes and stuff on it for me. But it is a pour that I'm not that crazy about. I could finish. I wouldn't have no qualms about finishing that. So because I've sipped almost. Finished up half the damn glass. Might as well just finish it.
Yeah, I see you keep sipping, and you're not like grimacing or anything. It's like,
I keep sipping it to like expect something else out of it, but I don't know why, because it's kind of just giving me the same stuff or whatever. So it's not god awful. It's not pissing me off like mezcal does. So, but what it really does these days, Casamigos, I guess. So that is the show, people. We're gonna get out of here. We got some things to do, mainly to prep for Cabal Month next week, whatever. Because
Cabal Month. And
yeah,
make me some lunch right now or dinner, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah, at this time. Yeah, it's already that time. Shit, yeah, that is dinner time. We old. Right? Well, dinner time early.
Yeah, we old. It's dinner time.
When you get to this age, you can't eat dinner after a certain time. This shit makes you feel bloated and shit. So
Hell no. Yeah,
so you got to eat dinner between 5. Cody knows. I'll be telling him I got dinner at 5.
Oh yeah. Like, yep. Oh yeah.
I ate after a fucking Dodger game, whatever. That shit ruined my shit because it was like after 9 something. I was just like, ugh.
Oh yeah, you fucked. Yeah,
I felt like
that's rap.
I felt like shit, dude. Yeah. I was like, ugh.
You never, that's no for me, dog.
Yeah, you feel disgusted with yourself, like you hate your insides. And
oh
shit.
Yeah, like, ugh. You're like, why the fuck am I doing this? You know better, goddamn it.
Disgusting. Why did I do that or whatever and shit?
Yeah,
that's that old sale kicking in or whatever. But
yeah,
babe. So we got Cabal Month next month, and after that will be June. Will be regular beer with, and then July High Proof Month, which hopefully our Cas Canes come in because we could do that.
Hopefully,
yeah, hopefully by then.
Well, I'm still waiting. Still waiting on that message.
Still waiting on that message. We still waiting.
Just waiting.
Just waiting. But anyway, people, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week, like we always say. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.